for the woos for my sound check.
Sweet. And then can you just tap on the guitar mic too, just
yes.
to make sure that's all. That's the bit.
Yeah.
recently moved up this way. I live in West Hurley, just south of Woodstock.
Yeah,
so, and I love it. And this is my first Hudson Valley show, so thank you so much for being here. And that song is called Sunday, off an EP I just released recently called Funeral Singer. And this next song is called A Cautionary Tale, and it's brand new, so my first time ever playing it. So thank you for listening. Without further ado, I'm going to invite Joanna up, actually, to sing a song with me. So, this song is off of a record that I released last last year, geez, I don't even know. The time is so freaking weird. It was like exactly a year ago. I released a record called Rejection Letter. Right? It's so.
What?
I know. What is time? I don't know. But I released the record almost a year ago. And this is a song. This is one of the singles from it, and it's a song that it's my personal favorite from the album, and it's called Butterscotch. qualms about any of piano that doesn't have, like, you know, a front to it. I'm like, yes, I'm down with it. has a lot of history, I feel. So I actually want to play for you another new song that I've never played before. I've been recording a record, and a lot of the songs have been coming out like very sad lyrics, but very upbeat music. My dad calls it sad dance bops after I send him the demos. So this is a sad dance bop, but the acoustic version. So this is called Hush Now, I'm Only Lying.
Everyone's crying.
which is the album that came out last year. I also have vinyl with me. I did a limited pressing. It's a butterscotch colored vinyl, if you heard butterscotch tie in there. That was my 2021 record. And now I'm going to play a couple more songs from that record, and I'm going to move over here and play the guitar for you.
Yes.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Woo!
Thank you. So this guitar is, some of you know about Murphy the guitar and some of you do not, but this was a guitar that my great grandmother bought from Sears. Do you guys know Sears department stores?
Yeah,
okay. So she bought it from Sears in the 60s from my dad, thinking that he might like to play the guitar, and my dad did not like to play the guitar. So it kind of just sat around, but he held on to it, and he gave it to me, and I ended up writing some of rejection letter on it during the pandemic. And so I have a very soft spot in my heart for Murphy, and these next two songs I'm going to play in the way that they were written, which is just like this on the guitar. So this first song is called Martha's Vineyard.
If I
speak to me for weeks.
Murphy,
yes. I like to think of my great-grandmother, Mella, just like watching down Murphy living his best life here in Catskill on stage. This next song is called Gold, and I wrote it when I was contemplating leaving the city and living a more serene life, which I have since done. I wrote this when I was just, the thought first started forming in my head. So this is called Cold. So if you have an opinion after hearing it, I very much welcome your opinions. So let me know if you have an opinion after the show. Okay.
Stage. And yes, I want to say thank you again to Aura Pendula, who played before me, who was so beautiful and radiant, and to Glenn Echo. And I think sharing a bill is really fun, and I haven't done it since probably 2019, so this is really great. So thank you to you all. Oh, I just realized how far away this mic is from familiar. That would be, I do have long arms, but that's not really what I want to do. So this is the last song I have for you all tonight. It is the title track from Rejection Letter, which I wrote after receiving a rejection letter from a grant application. And I know musicians, and I'm sure everyone here can relate to this, just this feeling of rejection and feeling like, for me, when I got that letter, I really questioned myself, and I kind of made a choice to like just keep going and write this song and make the album anyway. But it's hard. It's hard getting, you know, rejected. But I'm glad this song came from it and the record. So this is called Rejection Letter. I've been wondering about